This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Couple lines open, MGM National Harbor listener lines. We're asking you about the Adam Schefter we played for you last segment. The audio from him on Pat McAfee suggesting that Jaden Daniels has had a preference throughout this process to be drafted by someone other than the Commanders, and he certainly makes it sound like it's the Raiders. Interestingly, they're not even picking in the top 10, but he did play collegiately initially for Antonio Pierce at Arizona State, who's now the head coach of the Raiders. I don't have any problem with him wanting to link up with a guy that he has a great relationship with. That is normal. That is common. I also think, Danny, unless Schefter's saying he doesn't want to be a Commander, and pretty clearly that's not what's happening. No reason to suggest that he doesn't want to play in D.C. To me, this shouldn't affect how Washington feels at all. I would bet you most quarterbacks in the history of the league who got drafted in the top two, top three, had a proclivity and a preference as to where they could end up privately. And it wasn't as obvious, maybe because they didn't play for a guy in college.
Right.
But they thought, man, would it be good if that team came up and got me here? How cool would it be if I could play for that team picking fourth? Cool. That would be a lot like when I get hired to do a job, I say, I would love if I could figure out a way to just do Tuesdays and Thursdays. Thank you for that information.
That's awesome. Thanks.
We'll see you on Monday at 8.
Yeah, I mean, two times that I could think of in my lifetime, someone's actually done something about it. Like John Elway said, I'm not going to Baltimore. And Eli Manning threw on a somebody just farted right in front of me face when he got drafted by the Chargers.
But those guys didn't want to play in a certain state.
And that's my point.
Very different than hoping they went somewhere else.
So two times it's escalated to that in my life. I don't believe that's what this is. However, the part that I kind of keep coming back to, and I know I'm circling back here, is isolated. If it's just this, I go, oh, that's nothing. He's got a dream of playing for Antonio Pierce. How cool is that? Because he knows him. I wouldn't care. If we have yesterday, where the, again, emoji tweet gate, I go, okay, I'm benefit of the doubt, I'm not really that worried about it. Now that we have a couple things, where we have someone potentially disgruntled with Washington and the way they've done something, and now we're finding out that he would love to play somewhere else, now all of a sudden there's a little bit of tinder. Not quite a fire, there's nothing raging, there's nothing crazy. If I'm in love with Daniels, I'll still take Daniels, and I still would, by the way. He's my quarterback that I would take in that spot.
How close does it have to be for this to matter to
and
you?
And that's the essential thing,
50-50
how they feel.
Tiebreaker?
You know, it's worth 2 or 3 percentage points to me.
So if it's 52-48 Daniels over May, if it's
then
that
you,
close.
Then you flip it. Now it's 51-49.
Okay.
If I'm these guys sitting in there, I'm going, what is this? What are we doing here?
And Drake May is sending you pictures of the Washington Monument.
Right.
Going, can't wait to walk by this every day.
He's got the Bryce Harper-style jacket already. Just mumbo saucing.
Right. J.J. McCarthy is sending you a picture. He's like, just flew back into D.C. for some mumbo sauce. By the way, did I mention I love go-go? He's like dancing to go-go in front of Capital One Arena. You're like, all right, we'll move him ahead of. He was at 49%. Now he's at 51%. 800-636-1067. Let's listen to the audio one more time here. This is Schefter today on ESPN with Pat McAfee.
I think it's a situation where, from the outset, Jaden Daniels had an interest in being other places. He just has. Now the interest is, okay, what do the Commanders do about that? Do they, like, there have been plenty of players who have wanted to play elsewhere, and the teams don't care, and they just do what they do. Or if there's a team that wants him, i.e. a team that used to essentially have a coach that worked them in college, like then they have to trade for him. So what do they want to do?
Okay, so
an interest in playing other places is how he describes it. And listening to that the second time, it even cements how I feel more passionately. Because he could simultaneously have an interest in playing in Washington. Right? It just means he's not dead set on a city. Well, why would he be? He has no affinity to or
sure.
real need to be in D.C. He has an interest in, I'm sure, New England. He has an interest. He could end up there. He has an interest in playing for the Raiders. So this, to me, is not really a concern or an issue. Changes nothing. I actually, and maybe I'll be in the minority, I care way more about the fact that the agent felt very comfortable taking issue with how they operated. And save your Twitter at replies to me about how, you know, a member of the agency came out today to say it's fake news. Were the tweets fake? You know, was that AI generated? Were the pictures of the likes fake? It was bad judgment. It just, you could do damage control in the back end if you want to, but you created a story that wasn't there. It shows bad judgment. What happens when the agent doesn't like play calling or doesn't like, you know, how often he's being asked to run as a design keeper? You know, is that going to rear its head again? These are the types of things that I ask myself.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.